Okay, hello and welcome to Cheap Wave number 6. My name's Joe.
And I'm Cheap Sharp.
Yep, and this is the Game Wave podcast where we hope to bring you the best in original video game style music. Everything we play on this show is inspired by video games in some way. And I haven't said that for a while. Yeah, how's it going?
It's good. I hope I'm sounding good. I have my new microphone. Well, I'm borrowing it from a friend, and it has a pop guard and everything, so I can say p-p-p-p, and hopefully that doesn't clip.
Yeah, it sounds a bit nicer than before. So you're not going to have this mic permanently?
I might purchase one myself if it goes well, but yeah, it's cool. Yeah, things are going well in Japan. I've just been into Akihabara today just to hang out with a friend, played some board games and stuff, so yeah, chill.
Nice. I just woke up.
You just woke up? Isn't it like the middle of the day there or something?
It's about 11, I guess. But it's my first day off in a while, so I thought I'd have a line.
Treat yourself, eh?
Yeah. You just got back from Square Sounds Melbourne, haven't you?
That's right, yep. I got back a week or so ago, so yeah.
We'll be talking about that a bit later on. Well, after the next track. We've also got... You got an interview with Harley, didn't you?
I got a short interview with Harley. I know I should have got more, but I was too busy enjoying myself. You know, these things happen.
Yeah, I like how you got an interview with the one person I see, like, all the time in Sheffield.
Yep. The person that lives closest to you. Yeah. Me and him are both in a different continent, and we figured out how to do it there, so...
Fair enough, yeah. We've also got an exclusive coming up from Nez Metal later on in the show. From his upcoming release on Pterodactyl Squad. And we're also going to be talking about a very new and exciting project from Comptroller.
Yes, extremely exciting.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later. And of course...
The track you heard at the start there, we should mention, is from the Japanese chiptuner, new to the scene. I think he's going to be a big star. I'm watching this guy very closely. His name's Toboke Gao.
Yeah.
Which means kind of dumb face, I guess. And the track was called Blueberry Pie. So, yeah, check out. That was a recent release of his. I think it was last month. It's just a little three-tracker. Toboke Gao, a cool artist.
Yeah, I got to know him. I assume it's a him.
Yep, it's a boy, yeah.
It's a boy. Through Twitter, yeah. He retweets a lot of the Pterodactyl Squad stuff and seems to be...
I think he's just generally a huge chiptune fan. He retweets a lot of stuff. Really cool guy. But like I said, new to the scene. In fact, I invited him to play the Square Sounds Tokyo pre-party last year. Just so I could get like a feeling for his live set to maybe possibly invite him to the main stage later on.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh no, I've never played live before. And I was like, okay, well, get your stuff together and then we'll figure it out from there. So...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's definitely got that cute chiptune vibe, so I'm sure a lot of our listeners will enjoy that.
Right, next track is an artist called Nanode, which sounds extremely Japanese, which actually means because or so in Japanese.
Oh, I just thought Nanode. Is it a Japanese artist?
No, it's an American. Maybe it's Nanode then. I looked at it as Nanode.
That's funny.
Nanode.
Maybe it's like, both.
Yeah, it's too meta for me. I'm going to quit. we've got Nanode. I totally didn't even read it as Nanode. That's ridiculous. this is Sam. His name is Sam. He's a crazy kid. I think he's like a high school student or something in the States. He's definitely a student, but yeah, and this track's called Supernova Burst, which is 100% English. You can't mistake that for English.
Featuring Commissar.
Mm-hmm. Another American chiptuner. So yeah, let's play that. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. You just heard Supernova Burst by Nanode, or Nanode, if you're James. And, now we're going to have a quick recap from you, aren't we, about your experience down under.
That's exactly right. Down under, down in Melbourne. The wife's dropping stuff. Give me a second. That's no good. How is it not your fault? All right.
I'm going to leave that in.
All right, so Square Sounds Melbourne, that was a chiptune festival that happens in Melbourne every year, obviously. It was good this year. I was planning on going down as a punter just to watch anyway, and they invited me to play, so I was super happy about that.
You can mention I don't see why not.
Maybe it was just like an afterthought, like, oh, he's coming. Let's get him to play.
Well, that's how it works, kind of, isn't it? A lot of the time.
Yeah, it honestly wasn't my plan. I was completely happy just to go down and watch, but for them to get me to play was a great opportunity. And
well, you said you played some new stuff, didn't you?
It was literally a full new set, and I'm working on getting all of these tracks recorded as part of my next release. So
sweet.
When there's a kind of lull or a dull point in the Cheap Beats release schedule, I'll throw it out there. Square Sounds Melbourne was great. The atmosphere, I mean, it's summer there, you know, February. You come from a cold country like Japan or the UK or whatever, because we're in the Northern Hemisphere, into the heat of Melbourne, lovely weather and good atmosphere, good beer, good food, good coffee. And yeah, it's just such a great time. Again, it's one of these things where you just meet up with all your friends from all around the world, and it's like, this is why I do chiptune, because just for this kind of atmosphere.
Definitely.
In terms of artists, it was really good. The Friday and Saturday, 2 days. On Friday, we had the likes of Shirobomb and who else played? Oh, Chibitek was the finishing act.
Right.
Just, absolutely smashed it. And then Saturday, myself and Harley played along with, for me, I really wanted to see Quarter 330 from Japan. We actually, we flew over together. We're on the same flight. And, you know, we talked a bit. And he's not been doing chiptune specific stuff for a while now, favoring the more kind of, what would you call it? I don't know, just more sequencer-based stuff.
Mm.
But on the day of the event, I saw him with a Game Boy in his hand, which is the first time I'd seen it in a long time. And he was writing a brand new track for the event. So I was like real stoked to hear his, because he's got such a unique chiptune sound, like real glitchy noise channel stuff. So yeah, really stoked to see Quarter do some live stuff. And he's got like a live performance exclusive remix version of one of his chiptune tracks as well, which I was like really blown away by.
Cool.
But yeah, Saturday, Harley finished the night off, and again, just really, really hard. And by that time, I was quite... I'd already played my set, so I was a bit belligerent and drunk. So just just hollering at him to take his shirt off and stuff.
Belligerent is a good word to describe you when you're drunk.
Yeah, I think it's very accurate. my set went well. There was Ultra Sid was there. He was brilliant. Oh, there was a problem. I don't know if that's worth mentioning or if they want me to talk about that, but essentially Ultra Sid nearly got turned away at the border because he came in on a visitor visa. He came in on a visitor visa. They looked at his passport and they asked him what he was doing here, because he was only coming for like 2 days, which, you know, is a bit of a point saying, you know, you're not really just a visitor. So that was a kind of like a Metal Gear Solid question exclamation mark above his head. They asked him his name. They searched for him on Facebook, found him, found his Ultra Sid alias, found that he was playing Square Sounds. And they were like, you've got the wrong visa. And he was like, no, I'm just visiting. And apparently the woman that was interviewing him said, if you've got a problem with me, you can just go straight back to France. I don't care. And so he was like, okay, yeah, I'll be quiet. Eventually, they just gave him a tap on the wrist and said, you know, yeah, it's fine, but just if you come again, make sure you've got the proper visa, which was a big whoo for everybody, especially like Eugene and Christy. They were proper stressing it, like, oh, if this happens, it could really ruin things for next year. Oh, my God.
Well, so, oh, man, that's the worst. But that happens so often with, I mean, musicians in general, but especially chiptune artists, because it's that weird level where it's between amateur and professional. That just reminds me of the time when I put on a Nana Managuchi show years ago and they couldn't play it because they didn't have the right visa either and they got sent home.
That thing actually happens then.
I
never even considered it. I don't think you need a visa to travel to Japan, right? You can just come here.
I think the problem is that you are going to that country and technically you're going to be making money as a performing musician, so you're going to be working, and I think you need a visa for that.
I see. So, like, if you've got a suitcase full of, you know, 100 CDs and T-shirts. Exactly. I gotcha.
And that's what happened with Anna Managuchi. They had a bag full of T-shirts.
Right.
Yeah. So you just got to be sly.
What I did as Cheap Beats, like, because there was obviously Sean, Abortifacientist, me, Ultra Sid, Harley, and Poke, the Seamen was the VJ. So all five of us have got releases on Cheap Beats. Mm. Instead of me bringing them over, actually Chibi Tech as well, we put out the Chibi Tech CD. Mm. So instead of me bringing them over, I just sent them all to Christy beforehand so that I didn't have anything in my luggage.
Yeah. Smart move.
Nice. So yeah, that was the Square Sounds Melbourne. Obviously, brilliant weekend. The after party was super chill. I got to drink some root beer. Like I mentioned it before on my personal Facebook page, but root beer is just not a thing that we have in Japan. And even in the UK, I don't think we have root beer, right?
No, you can get it, but it's like not a popular drink.
Yeah, so in Okinawa in Japan, they have a lot of root beer for some reason. I think it's because there's an American naval base or army base, whatever. And it's just really delicious. And you can't get it on the mainland in Japan even. But I suppose you can get it off Amazon, but whatever. And we was in a after party in Melbourne on the Sunday and went to get a pizza next door. I was belligerent. I got the pizza bar owner to hold the can. I was like, let me take your photo and everything. Like,
you're so Japanese.
Just not Japanese, just stupid. Yeah. Good times.
What about 10K? How was that?
Ah, 10K. I mentioned it slightly in the Harley interview later, so you can hear about it there. But it was actually I followed that band, and I was really like scared because they just had such good banter with the crowd. They had a lot of energy. The crowd were really into it, and then it's obviously hardcore, so really fast and loud. And then there's me with like my deep house straight afterwards. But yeah, it was actually a really nice change. The organizers, Christy, Eugene, and Alex, they did it quite well the second night, where there was three bands that played first, and then after that it was me to start off the electronic stuff, and then everyone else was electronic after that. So it was a nice kind of changeover. But yeah, 10K really, really smashed it.
I'll have to look for some videos, see if there's any of him.
Yeah, I think on YouTube. The whole night was recorded by C-Trix, but we just haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good old C-Trix.
Yeah.
All right, should we get to that Harley interview then?
Yep, so a little chat with Harley, and we'll be right back.
I'm here with Harley Likes Music.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, all right. I'm a bit tired, achy, but it's all worth it.
This is the after party. We're just getting ready for the after party of Square Sounds Melbourne. Day four.
Square Sounds Come Down.
Harley played yesterday. I played yesterday. What are your impressions of the event?
Yeah, it was absolutely smashing. Yeah, yesterday, especially like the lineup. Well, both days, but yeah, the lineup's like so solid and just so on it, and everyone came out with new stuff. And
yep.
Yeah.
Highlights.
Not this. I'm not just saying this because you're here, but honestly, yours is the best. My favourite set of the weekend.
We'll end the interview there then.
Yeah. No, honestly, yeah, it was great. And the 10K band.
Yeah, some guy Tom, with his 10K band. He worked the crowd proper as well.
Yeah. A few of my friends that are like not into chiptune or like into heavy music or anything really came down, and they were just terrified when Tom started screaming and his Game Boy started playing. So
my mum was listening to the stream because she knew I was playing, and she said her reaction to Tom was just bloody hell. Yeah, so Harley, you really banged it out. We had some new tracks from you. New tracks?
Yeah,
The DMB track was new.
Yeah,
we also did a remix of Galaxy Wolf.
Yeah, that one was, that's probably one of my favourite tracks to play live now.
It's really, really good.
Fairly kind of normal most of the way for through. It's like the hardcore kind of drop halfway through. And I love that bit. I love playing that.
So what's coming up next for Harley? What can we expect from you later in the year?
So we're going to put out another 4-track EP, but the kind of music's rolling pretty well now, so I thought I'll just wait for another album, I guess.
Okay, so we've got a new album coming out later this year.
Some videos, some more collaborations, more remixes.
And you got a gig in Manchester soon, right?
Yeah.
Want to plug it?
It's called Chip Bit Day. There's Kenno Bits coming over from Italy, there's Gwen coming up from London to play. Yeah, plenty of others, so.
When is that?
I can't remember. I think it's next month.
So that's April then?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, we'll put the date up on the
we'll
notes.
We'll find that out for you.
Anything else you want to add?
Such a good weekend, and
thanks to Eugene.
Thank you to Eugene. No, Eugene didn't do anything. Christy did all the hard work. Thanks to Eugene for setting up the projector.
All right.
To play Rocket League on. That's been a good part of the weekend
and
as well.
The phrase of the weekend has been just like Bart.
Just like Bart, because it is, isn't it? Really,
just like Bart.
Just like Bart.
All right, give us a shout out.
This
is Harley. You're listening.
This is Harley Likes Music, and you are listening to the Game Wave Podcast.
Thank you, Harley.
Bad man.
Okay, so that just about does it for our Square Sounds Melbourne recap. I'm sure it'll all be happening again next year, won't it?
Definitely will. And before that, of course, Square Sounds Tokyo in September. So
of course. Yeah. Yeah, I got the chance to go and see Harley again fairly recently. He played, like, it was an acid night, basically, in Sheffield at a Polish bar, which was, it was a cool venue, actually, but it was weird because all the locals were in there, all the local Polish people, and they were a bit bemused by all these people playing acid and music on Game Boys, but it was a nice vibe. I got to see City Guys as well. You know, he brought a lot of the kind of local ravers, and it was good to see them all dancing to chiptune.
So was it an acid chiptune night or just acid? Or
The guy who puts it on is well into acid, and he does this thing called Homebrew Acid Society, and it was kind of just one of their nights. And I guess because chiptune kind of has a crossover with acid in the way it's a bit funny and silly and bloopy and squelchy. Yeah, I guess that's what happened. And Mr. Spastic was there as well.
Oh, nice.
Not playing, but he was just hanging out, so it was good to see him as well.
That's cool.
And we've got a track from Harley coming up now, haven't we?
Yeah, this next track by Harley, it's called Tyrannosaurus Rekt, R-E-K-T. And it's part of a compilation that came out on his label OCS Box, I believe it's called. OSC Box. That's it. It came out in January, I think.
Yeah, maybe. A bit back. We just forgot to play something from it.
And it's basically MLC, which stands for Major League Chiptunes. Now, if you're familiar with the Major League Gaming inspired memes, the montage parodies and all that kind of silliness, Harley took that as a concept, invited artists to make tracks using those samples, like "Mom, get the camera" and all that kind of stuff. And it's a compilation that Harley put together, and we're going to play Harley's track because it's ridiculous.
And there's some good artists on that release, so definitely check it out.
Yep. I think it's free as well, right?
Yeah. And there's some cool art that my mate Jay did. The artwork's like a Game Boy cartridge with loads of memes on it.
It's definitely meme friendly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get straight into that. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. You just heard Tyrannosaurus Rex by Harley Likes Music from his most recent release on Oskbox Records. That's a free download. Check that one out.
It's an absolute stonker. It's a ridiculous track. It's great to hear live.
Big one. And then you heard a track by Vim, who is... I came across his Bandcamp page. I know Vim did a release on 8-Bit Peoples years ago, and I think he was on the 8 Bits of Christmas release as well, which is quite a famous one. And then I came across his Bandcamp kind of recently, and yeah, he's got a release that came out about a year ago, but it was the first time for me to hear it recently. It's called Linden, Home of the Hits. You can get it for £2.50 on his Bandcamp. And I'd recommend that. It's reminds me a lot of Aphex Twin. Very kind of clever, nice sounding chip tune. So I thought I'd throw that in the show. Yeah.
CDM, you heard it here first. Clever dance music.
All right, now it's time for mailbag, as you like to call it.
What else are you going to call it? Postbox?
Yeah, because we're not American.
Yeah, true. Doormat.
Letterbox. This month we've got a new iTunes review on the UK store, haven't we? I think.
Whoop whoop. Them stars.
Yep, the UK won this time.
Yeah, we've got a review here from Chris Madmax. It says, I subscribed to this podcast many moons ago, and I've gone through them a good few times round. It has helped me to discover some great chiptune artists. I was always a huge fan, in caps, of the old C64 game soundtracks. My first gaming machine back in the day. So glad you have kept the podcast going. Always look forward to the future podcasts. Smiley face. In brackets, I always forget to leave my review. Finally remembered tonight. Sticking out tongue emoji. Thank you very much, Chris. You're awesome.
Yeah, I know he's a long time listener. I think he used to listen back in the day when I used to do the live shows on Forge Radio. And he used to tweet me. So, yeah, appreciate the review.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, the title is Times Are Better in Less Bits.
Ba-dum-ts.
Yeah, if you'd like to leave us a review, it really helps us out. As we always say, if you have left a review on a store other than the US or the UK one, then just get in touch and let us know. Because we don't have time to check every single one.
Yep.
Other than that, we got quite a few messages from actual chiptune artists this week. So we're going to try and fit them all in. We got four different kind of submissions. So we'll try and fit them in on the show today. One of those was from a project called Conquer Monster. And that's not Conquer as in the spherical
chestnut
like thing as you thought when I said the artist name earlier. Well, that would be a cool name.
It'd be quite cool. Yeah,
Conquer Monster. It's Conquer,
as in to conquer something.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I've only just seen this message, actually. We got it end of last year, I think, and I don't know, I must have just missed it, but he says, my electronic sci-fi themed band, Conquer Monster, just released an album, Meta Transit, and a comic book. So,
cool.
I thought it's worth mentioning. He says they use gaming consoles like C64 and Game Boy, Atari, to make their music. And he said, we released the album on CD, VHS, and CD encased in a defunct 5.25-inch floppy disk.
Ah, so, I see.
Very interesting That's, release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like kind of cyberpunk in a way or something, I don't know.
Definitely. I've never heard of an album released on VHS. Pretty cool. Yeah, I guess we're going to play a track from that coming up next. So before we get into that, if you'd like to get in touch with the Game Wave podcast, there are a few ways to do so. One of them is to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameWavePodcast. Obviously, give us a like if you haven't already to stay in touch with what we're doing. But you can also message us or leave a comment through that page.
Yeah, alternatively, you can get in touch with us on Twitter. I am at CheapShot.
Yep, and I'm at Joe GameWave. Yeah, one thing I probably should say, which I haven't said yet, we used to have the email address contact@gamewavepodcast.com, but that doesn't work at all anymore, so don't be sending emails into that email address.
No contact@gamewave.com yet.
Yeah, but we also do have... the website now is gamewave.yays.co, and all the information and links and ways to listen and things like that are on there.
Yep.
Okay, so, yep, coming up now, we've got a couple of tracks. The first one is from that project called Conquer Monster. This track is called Self-Similar Frequency Domain. And then coming up after that, we have a track from another artist who submitted via the Facebook page, and that will be a track called Human T by Dari Booper. We'll be right back. Okay, you just heard a track called Human Tea by Dari Booper, a French chiptune artist with a bit of a demo scene sound there. And during this segment, we're just going to have a quick chat about the activities of our respective chiptune labels, aren't we?
Talking from Cheap Beats, we have this month, actually right now, so Galaxy Wolf should be released by the time this comes out.
Yeah. Have you found the masters yet?
No, the dude hasn't sent them to me. So maybe tomorrow. I was supposed to release it today, but it looks like it might be tomorrow now. Yeah, but Galaxy Wolf's second album with some really, really cool tracks. He's done a remix for a band called Trinity Lo-Fi.
Yeah, and I saw them at Superbad.
And he's actually going to be working with them on a release on a different label and stuff. But yeah, they're working together quite, you know, a lot recently.
Yeah.
And Galaxy Wolf's album also has a remix from Harley, which he's been playing a lot live recently.
Yeah.
After Galaxy Wolf coming up, we have Seatrix. And after that, we're looking at Mr. Spastic with his second album as well. So all good stuff coming up.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll have to play some Mr. Spastic on the show. Soon. Yeah, and obviously you had the Please Lose Battle release, didn't you, which went down a storm.
Yeah, Please Lose Battle, they had this crazy idea of making limited edition shirts, because yeah. The album cover has 9 faces, and they said, let's have one face on each shirt and just do 9 limited edition shirts. It was the craziest thing ever. The shirts were like $25, which is, in hindsight, it's pretty cheap. But the release time was announced, you know, it was, you know, yeah. France time, 11:30, we're going to release this album. And the t-shirts will be on sale at that time. And literally within the first minute, yeah. All 9 t-shirts were sold. I was amazed. So yeah, then my wife was like, oh, you should have charged double for those shirts, you know.
Is that how she talks?
No, she's not. Her name is not
Gladys. Is she
from
Yorkshire?
No. But still, yeah, that's the windy voice. If you
know. Yeah.
So yeah, that was really fun, and the CDs have been selling quite well, and it's just such a brilliant release. They got in touch with me and said we really want to do a Japanese vocal thing on the second track, and do you know anybody that can do voice acting? And I was like, well, no, I don't. And then I thought about it, and there's this chip tuner called Bun from Japan, B-U-N, Bun, and I said, mate, I know that you always do the announcements for Cheap Beats events. Could you do this? Could you read these words out during the track for me? I sent him some Japanese that I'd written from their English. And he was like, yeah, I'll just change it and make it sound really like aggressive and stuff. And then his voice was just absolutely amazing. It's like pure anime, aggressive bloke voice. So I was just blown away. Yeah. Just a really good release. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, no, it's a really good release. Definitely check that one out if you haven't already. And, yeah, moving on to Pterodactyl Squad, I guess, yeah, our last release was by a guy called Kriegs Mammoth, and this was just one of them releases where the artist emailed me and said, I've got this stuff, would you fancy releasing it? And one of the things I always try and do with Pterodactyl Squad is just do something a bit different. We're not really into releasing, you know, big chiptune bangers. I mean, we will if people send them us, but I like to curate things that are a little different. So if you're into your dark, atmospheric sounding stuff that sounds like your NES is broken and it's being inhabited by monsters, then maybe that release will be up your street. We're going to play a little track from it in just a short while. But before that, we've got an exclusive from NES Metal.
An upcoming release, right?
Yeah. Well, this is our next release. It's coming out, I think, the 25th of March, we've said. And long-time listeners of the show, I'm sure, will know Nez Metal. We used to play him a lot back in the day. And as the name implies, it's chiptune-sounding metal.
You're joking. I was expecting Super Famicom ballads or something. I'm mind blown.
No, it's obviously very, very brooding, very symphonic, very atmospheric. And yeah, he's put out so many albums over the years, quite a few on Pterodactyl Squad, and I think I can honestly say his craft has really improved, and this is his best. And the artwork that he's done for this is phenomenal. He's done, you know, an actual, he uses MS Paint for a lot of his artwork.
Wow.
And he's drawn an actual, you know, legit bitmap pixel art, and it's really nice. If you head on over to our Facebook page, then you can see the artwork. But the whole release will be dropping, yeah, like I say, I think Friday the 25th of March. So look out for that. And this is the one of the tracks from that release. It's called Paralysis Inveterate, and this is by Nezmetal. Check it out.
This is Nezmetal. You're listening to The Game Wave.
Okay, you just heard two very metal-sounding tracks from my label, Pterodactyl Squad. The first was Paralysis Inveterate by Nezmetal, and you can look out for his new album, Deadlights and Dark Towers, coming soon. And then the second track was Fall to Rise by Kriegsmammut from Costa Rica.
Nice.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk a bit about that new project from Comptroller that we mentioned at the start of the show.
And Gamewave podcast feature.
I'm really excited about this, and I'm really happy for Comptroller.
Absolutely, yeah.
He seems to have left his, I think he's like, you know, quit his previous job, and he's going to be focusing full time on this project, which is, it's called Combo Arcade Cafe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're opening up all over the place. I think the Square Sounds Melbourne after party was at one of these kind of arcade cafes and stuff. I don't know what the scene's like in the UK, but this apparently is Edinburgh's first arcade cafe. So,
oh yeah, there's not many. I mean, there's not one in Sheffield, for example. Yeah, it's a great idea.
That's only because the arcade machine, that where the joystick and the buttons are, that little like flat surface would be used to take cocaine and stuff. That's probably what.
Yeah, maybe.
You can see. I think highly of the UK since I'm not a resident anymore.
Not quite that bad, I don't think. But yeah, if there was one in Sheffield, I'd definitely go. But yeah, Comptroller is basically opening a cafe where you're going to be able to go and order your drinks and then play some old school Japanese arcade games, which I think he's personally kind of imported them and restored them himself.
Amazing. And
I was talking to Arcade Coma, or Ross, from Edinburgh, and he said he's known about it for a while and just hasn't been able to tell anyone. So he must have been planning this for a long time. Yeah, and if you want to kind of get involved, then they've got a website, www.combo, that's KONBO.co.UK. And they've got a Facebook page, and you can check out their Instagram and all that. So, yeah, look forward to seeing how that progresses.
They definitely need to host chiptune nights there. Like,
of course. Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah, I know there's some venues in the States that definitely do that. You know, they are these kind of arcade cafes, and then they have chiptune events there. That makes sense.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm really happy for Comp Controller. This is a great project, a great, you know, future endeavor for him. So yeah, good luck with that if you're listening, Michael.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he was involved in some kind of like housing company or something before, or something to do with
like law, real estate or something.
Yeah, something like that. And me and Harley always used to laugh because I don't know, it just seems such a sedentary job for someone who makes music as epic as Comp Controller does.
There we go.
But it's
he was biding his time.
Exactly. Hiding in the shadows.
All good things come to those who wait and all that, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump on to the next segment, which is more music.
Yeah, this next track is again from another artist, this time from Venezuela. A guy called Playzak, who got in touch via the Facebook page, and he said he made a release which is sort of a tribute to cheap bootleg Famicom NES cartridges and consoles from Asia, which I still find to this day in local flea markets. Yeah, I've heard in like South America that, you know, consoles that are quite old for us, like the Sega Mega Drive and the NES, are still really big. You know, they're still sold as cheap knockoff versions in South America.
Living the dream.
Yeah, I prefer that to all the modern stuff. But yeah, this is a track by Playzak. It's called 999 in 1, which I guess is a reference to those carts he used to get with, I mean, like 1,000 games on one cart. Yeah, so check it out. We'll be right back.
All right, so you heard 999 in One by Playzak, and after that you heard the delicious Swedish dude Lucas Eriksson with Forbidden Expressions. This is a guy that I found through Battle of the Bits, which is a website that I really need to figure out a bit more. It's a crazy place. But yeah, this guy from Sweden, Lucas, he's a really, really interesting artist. So yeah, that was Forbidden Expressions.
Cool.
Yeah, that Battle of the Bits is a serious untapped release place. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, I've been on the website a few times. That's some really high quality stuff.
Absolutely. It's just insane. I can't figure it out at all.
What is the level of chiptune or just the website?
Just the website, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, so I just quickly wanted to mention something which I mentioned on Cheapwave number 5. I said that the band Chromalodeon had their release, the final recordings, re-released on a physical format, and I wasn't quite sure which format it was, but I've since found out that it was cassette and CD. I think I said it might have been on vinyl, but it wasn't. But anyway, yeah, if you're a fan of Chromalodeon, they were like a chiptune band, basically, or an 8-bit style band, and their leader was kind of Dino, who now does the Cheap Dinosaurs project. And
that's right, I remember now, yeah.
Yeah, they split up a few years ago, 2007. Wow, 8 years ago, or 9 years ago, nearly. And then released something called The Final Recordings, and it was really well received, and everyone loved it, including me. And yeah, if you kind of want to own a piece of chiptune or VGM music history, I'd say try and get your hands on one of these. It's a really cool release, and it's on cassette.
Links in the show notes.
Yes, it's released on something called Little L Records. Okay, let's get back to the music.
Yeah, the next one is from Cheap Beats family member Jerzmie from Poland.
Yeah.
And this is one of his free releases. The track's called Globular Cluster. I chose this one because it has a really nice kind of sampled synth at the start. So
yeah, let's check this really one out. Nice.
Jerzmie with Global Cluster. Let's do this. We'll be right back.
Okay, you just heard two tracks in a row. The first was Globular Cluster by Yezhmie, and then the second was a track called Carbonate by Desk, who I always try and play on the podcast when he puts a new release out. He's just put out a release called Capacity, and that's very, I think it's from the UK, but it's very Japanese fusion sounding, so I like that.
I'm pretty gutted that your pronunciation of Yezhmie was much better than mine.
Well, yeah, I think we must have played him on the show, and I think I asked him, how do you pronounce it? And he told me exactly, and it's always stuck in my head, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's Polish, isn't he?
That's right, yeah. We had him over for Square Sounds last year, I want to say. Was it last year? No, it was I think it was the year before. Anyway, we had him over for Square Sounds Tokyo, and he bought this very strange, plastic camera with him. It looked like, how can I describe it? Like, if you could imagine, like, a Duplo camera.
Okay.
And he took these photos, but the flash was intense for some reason. He took these random photos every now and again, and he just put them on Facebook, I think, like, last month or something. Very strange. Very, very strange guy, what can I say? I mean, brilliant and interesting, but just, yeah, unique. Let's leave it at that.
Cool. I think that's one of the good things about chiptune. There's a lot of, let's call them unique people.
Special, gifted.
Yeah. Okay, before we get ourselves into any more trouble, yeah, we're coming towards the end of Cheapwave number 6 now. Thank you very much for listening. As always, if you enjoyed the show, please do leave us an iTunes review. 5 stars, of course. And yeah, just spread the word. I think these episodes turn out really well. And yeah, it'd be great if you shared it with people who might be interested. I'm sure there's still some people in the chiptune scene who haven't yet had the pleasure of listening to us.
Pleasure. Torture. Fine line.
Yeah, and if, like we said earlier, if you want to get in touch with us, then head over to facebook.com/GameWavePodcast.
Or on Twitter, you can get in touch with me at CheapShot anytime.
Yep, and I'm at Joe GameWave, and our website is gamewave.yays.co.
That's Yays, Yays.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Oh, a quick shout out from me, actually, before I finish. Today's my father's birthday, so happy birthday, Roy. 66 years young today.
Nice. Does he listen?
No, but he's a musician. I get my music stuff from him. He was in a band until he was about 55, I think. He was in a covers band in the UK, doing the working men's clubs.
Right.
He programmed all the MIDI backing for the band, so he did the drum machine stuff and all that. And he introduced me to Cubase from a young age. So yeah, big props to my dad for the music influence. He's a really great guitarist as well. So thanks, Dad.
So it's in your blood.
It's in my blood.
And Roy, what a great name.
Yep.
Do like that.
His name's almost a palindrome. Well, we're getting well off topic here. But my father's name's almost a palindrome. And a palindrome, if you don't know what that is, it's something that can be read forwards and backwards. So if his name was Croy, it would be a palindrome.
That's an even better name. That sounds like some sci-fi villain.
Yeah, he is a sci-fi villain, trust me.
Croy. Okay, yeah, we did get off track there. So the last track of Cheapwave number 6 is another submission. This one was from an artist called Hoffman IV. I really like this track. It's got a bit of a...
It's a great release, actually, yeah.
It is a really good release. It's got a bit of a reggae J. Arthur Keane's vibe to it. So it's a good ending to the show.
Until next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, guys.